first item of other business. Ladies and gentlemen, we're still having a meeting. I need you to be quiet. Thank you. First item of other business is Tall Grass Estates, subdivision 2015-2, final subdivision plan.
Yeah. Thank you. This is a final subdivision for the creation of 16 single-family lots with open space and a private road. The site is located off Wilking Road. The property is zoned AR1. The Planning Commission granted preliminary subdivision approval on July 30th, 2015. There were no significant changes from the preliminary subdivision to the final subdivision. The final subdivision complies with the conditions of approval, and the Planning Office is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, considering Tall Grass Estates 2015-2, my motion is for final subdivision.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Tall Grass Estates subdivision 2015-2 final subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Coastal Club Land Bay 4 final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the creation of 78 single-family lots with site improvements. The site is located off Beaver Dam Road. The property is zoned MR and is an RPC. The Planning Commission granted preliminary site plan approval on September 10th, 2015. There were no significant changes from the preliminary site plan. The final site plan complies with the conditions of approval, and the Planning Office is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Coastal Club Land Bay 4, my motion is for approval as a final.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Coastal Club Land Bay 4 final site plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Forest Landing Phase 4 final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the creation of 48 single-family lots with site improvements. The site is located off Central Avenue. The property is zoned MR and is an RPC. The Planning Commission granted preliminary site plan approval on September 19, 2015. The final site plan includes the reduction in the front yard setback from 30 feet to 20 feet that was approved as part of the preliminary site plan. There were no significant changes from the preliminary site plan to the final site plan. The final site plan does comply with the conditions of approval, and staff is at the office is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve as a final the site plan for Forest Landing Phase 4.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Forest Landing Phase 4 final site plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Somerset Green, formerly Lewis Townhouses, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised site plan for the construction of 53-unit townhouse development. This is located on the northeast corner of Plantations Road and Shady Road. The property is zoned C1. The Planning Commission granted preliminary approval on December 18th of 2014. The plan is back before the Planning Commission as the building units with 48 through 53 exceeds the 156 feet in length. However, it does fit within the 160-foot box. The applicant is asking for approval to allow for the building to comply with the 165-foot box that is similar to buildings containing units 1 through 6 and 7 through 12. The plan does not require final approval by the Planning Commission as part of the preliminary site plan approval. Of the final is to be to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. This revision is only for the consideration of allowing for the building containing units 48 through 53 to comply with the 165-foot box and not the 165-foot linear length. Thank you.
So we have two of the buildings do not fit into the linear box.
Correct. But they fit. Well, they don't fit,
they
in,
fit
the,
in the box. They don't fit in the linear, just the linear.
Linear portion.
Yeah,
right.
That's a little hard to get your head around, but I think it's all about the box.
They turned the box, so it fits.
Yeah, I think it's sort of, I think I'm all right with it, I think.
We talked about that before.
It's one of those geometry.
Yeah, right.
I'll never go with crowns.
There you go.
But two of them
are already that way.
Correct. The Planning Commission originally approved two of the units to comply with the box and not the linear feet, but this is a third one that was not shown as part of the preliminary that now no longer complies with the 165 linear, but complies with the box when you turn the box.
But that's because there are six units instead of five.
Correct.
Considering Somerset Green, formerly Lewis Townhouse, my motion is for preliminary with final given to staff on receipt of all agency approvals.
And to accept the 165-foot box?
In the 165-foot box.
For the units, 48. Second that.
So moved and seconded to approve the Somerset Green, formerly Lewis Townhouse, revised preliminary site plan with the 165-foot box being the controlling factor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Is that close enough, Janelle, or did you want something else?
That will work.
That work? Okay. All right. Our next item is Tabernacle Appraise preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 3,600-square-foot building with site improvements. The site is located off German Road. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 231, Map 13, Parcel 187. The site complies with the required number of parking spaces and other code requirements. The planning office is awaiting receipt of agency approvals in response to the staff letter.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan of Tabernacle Appraise with final by staff, subject to the receipt of all agency approvals and the response staff review letter.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the Tabernacle Appraise preliminary site plan as a preliminary with the final approval would be by the staff, subject to receipt of all the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Sports at the Beach revised preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of an archery course, a zip line course, and two building additions. The building additions are for a lean-to to a shed and a 2,500-square-foot addition to the existing manager's quarters. The site is located off Lewis Georgetown Highway. The property is zoned AR. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 15, Parcel 82. The planning office is awaiting agency approvals from the appropriate agencies.
Has this been run by County Engineering in the airport yet?
Yes, I have an email from Jim Hickens saying it does not impact the airport issues.
Okay. So the County Engineering has no objection to it, I guess, yeah.
The person running the airport has no,
okay,
he has no objection.
Okay.
We did that, it was the first thing we did.
Great, okay, perfect. No, that's what I wanted to make sure.
And is this something that final can be subject by staff, or does it have to come back before the commission?
I think it's up to you if you want to see it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, I think the additions of the archery course and the zip line course is appropriate for a project called Sports at the Beach, as well as the addition. So, Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of the preliminary, of the revised preliminary site plan for Sports at the Beach, and that the final will be subject to the planning staff receiving all the agency approvals.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve Sports at the Beach revised preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval due by the staff subject to receipt of all the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Vault on Blueberry Lane, minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision to create one parcel of land with a 50-foot easement. The property is located off Blueberry Lane. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 233, Map 14, Parcel 17.04. The new parcel will be approximately 11.9 acres, with the residual being 5.65 acres. The easement will go over the existing driveway. The tax ditch right-of-way has been reduced, and the planning office is awaiting approval from DLDOT. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the lands of on Blueberry Lane as a preliminary with the final subject to staff approval once they get the DLDOT permit.
Second.
Move and seconded to approve lands from Bulk on Blueberry Lane, minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement as a preliminary with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Schwartz and Truber on Beach Highway, minor subdivision off an easement.
This is a minor subdivision to create one parcel of land off an existing 30-foot easement. The applicant has stated that he will increase the easement to 50 feet. The new parcel of land will be approximately 2.5 acres. Staff note that there is a one-acre residential area shown on the plan. This one-acre parcel will be part of the farm and is not proposed to be subdivided as part of this application. The property is located off Beach Highway. The property is zoned AR1, and the tax parcel is District 430, Map 6, Parcel 22. The planning office is awaiting approval from the Department of Agriculture and DLDOT, and we're waiting on Department of Ag as the property is in ag preservation.
So they're subdividing the 2.5 acres off?
Correct.
But isn't there like a ruling that if the land goes into ag preservation, only 1 acre of ground can be converted to a residence?
I don't have anything in front of me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have that in front of me. We could defer if you want to check on it.
But. I've seen it in the past where they've had it more, but again, that's why we're waiting on Department of Ag to make sure they are good with that.
Is it in ag preservation, or it wants to go in ag preservation?
It is in the Young Farmers Program, and the gentleman stated that it is part of ag preservation.
It's part of an ag preservation district, but we have to wait on. We can't grant final approval unless we have a letter from the attorneys on behalf of the Agricultural Land Preservation Foundation and DLDOT.
So it's 20 acres. For 20 acres going in, 1 acre, you can take 1 acre out.
Well, they take a certain acreage, and they have a calculation on how many lots they can create on that acreage. And they usually consider them 1 acre parcels, but I'm sure there's been some that have been greater. But we have to get that from Department of Ag.
How long does that take?
It depends on how quickly the gentleman contacted the Department of Ag after I told him we were going to require that prior to signing off on a plan if it was granted approval.
So he's got to increase his driveway, get a DLDOT approval, and get ag approval before this goes through.
Correct. I believe he also needs an appropriate survey to be signed and sealed to show the update and make sure everything's correct. So he's got some things that he needs to do.
If you gave consideration to it, it should be subject to receipt of approval from the Department of Agricultural Land Preservation Foundation and DLDOT.
Mm-hmm.
That we can't grant approval without those two.
Three, right? Three things, right?
Three.
I'm for moving this forward. Mr. Chairman, considering the lands of Schwartz and Truber on Beach Highway, my motion is for approval of a minor subdivision with the exception that the land has to increase his easement to 50 feet. Department of Ag and DLDOT must be in receipt, and then it's approved.
Subject to staff
approval with those conditions.
Second.
We move and seconded to approve the lands of Schwartz and Truber on Beach Highway, minor subdivision off easement for the reasons with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Habitat for Humanity on Horsey Church Road, minor subdivision with 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of three parcels of land and the creation of a 50-foot easement. Parcel 1 will be 0.91 acres, parcel 2 will be 1 acre, and parcel 3 will be 3.76 acres. The 50-foot easement will go over an existing driveway. Any further subdivision shall require a major subdivision. The property is located off Horsey Church Road. The property is zoned AR1 and GR. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 19, parcel 12.919, and the planning office is awaiting approval from DLDOT.
Habitat for Humanity. It's an odd-shaped lot. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement for Habitat for Humanity with a stipulation that any further subdivision shall require a major subdivision.
Second.
Move seconded to approve Habitat for Humanity on Horsey Church Road, minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement with the provision that any further subdivision will require a major subdivision application. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Canal Point Interpretation of Condition of Approval.
This is a request for an interpretation of a condition of approval. The development is required to have a 300-foot buffer between the multifamily dwellings in Canal Point and the single-family dwellings in the Henlope and Keys development. The applicant is asking for clarification if the 300-foot setback should be from the subdivision boundary or from the single-family lots. The townhouse units comply with a 300-foot separation distance from the single-family lots, however, are located within 300 feet from the edge of the subdivision boundary in the way of the dead-end streets within the Henlope and Keys development. One of the set of the townhouses was constructed within 286 feet of the property boundary, again, the dead-end streets in of the Henlope and Keys development. The townhouses are 323.3 feet away from the single-family lots.
Yeah.
And
thanks, Mark. Well, it's hard to tell by the description of the ordinance that proposed that it said they had to be 300 feet with any multifamily building from the Henlope and Keys project. Is it the lots in Henlope and Keys? Is it the roadway in Henlope and Keys? Your note. I go up here and point because I'm not going to write it.
Yeah, you got all that stuff in between. But that's what you got. You got a roof, houses.
This is a building in question.
Okay.
No building in question at all. I never think. Building was shifted just a little bit, turned this way.
Yeah.
Back up closer. They're 300 feet to that lot. They're 323 feet to that corner of the building. And then as it continues down, you'll see that it's 300 foot and 300 foot from this, from Gary Avenue.
Well, wait a minute.
The equation was right there.
Right, but doesn't it say from any building?
It just says from Henlope and Keys. It doesn't say reference to, it says multifamily building from Henlope and Keys project. What the exact wording is that I'm having. It says project.
I believe it said project.
I think it did too. So, this is actually these corners of that street is part of the project.
I get it.
But I don't know if that was the intent. So these are the buildable lots. This is a street. And that's the whole question. Is it a street or is it the lot?
And from this
it's
point.
It's been a few years, so.
And from this point to
nothing
the.
Nothing in a minute, so tell you.
To here, it's 286 feet. So from this end of the stub street to the very end of the townhouse, it's less than 300 feet. From the single family to the townhouses, it's over 300 feet.
But those are homes around that.
Okay. And these are single family homes in here.
How did this get here?
They are trying to go to settlement. The building is trying to get a CO so they can go to settlement.
The building's there.
The building has been constructed. The county will not issue a CO because it was determined that there is a violation.
Okay, so this originated from an action taken by the county, not by anybody in Canal, or not anybody in
Keys. It originated by the shift.
of the building.
Yeah, but right. Somebody from that Keys development did not come in and say,
no.
Okay, look, look, the intent has been met here. Absolutely. I mean, really. The intent.
It was just for clarification.
All right, well, there you go. It's clear to me that the intent of the ordinance was met, has been met, is not encroaching on anybody, is not hurting anybody's feelings.
I agree.
You know.
We'd like to have a motion.
Is that going to be the same for other buildings, or is this any building?
Well, I think this developer probably knows that this is his one shot at this.
So is this something before us?
I think it's the only building that has inspected all their, I think the majority
of the code setback.
No, it's not a code.
It was a condition.
It was a condition, something we did.
My recollection was
now we're gonna now we're just gonna say it meets the.
Don't you recall this?
It was just recall it.
Yeah.
He's the one using the zip line.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
All right, let's have a motion.
Let me figure it out. I'll be happy to give you one.
What should the
intent?
What should the motion sound like?
I'm guessing it's that the intent of the condition was to comply with the separation distance from the single family and not from the exterior edge of the subdivision.
There you go. From the single family lots. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Canal Point interpretation of conditional of approval, I move that the interpretation. Mean that it is 300 feet separation distance from the single family lots, not 300 feet from the subdivision boundary.
Exactly from the roadway.
I second.
Okay, thank you. So moved and seconded that the interpretation of the condition of approval for Canal Point shall be that it is 300 feet from the single family lot boundaries. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed. Okay. Do we want to do our public hearings before we do our additional business? Let's do that. Let's dispense with our public hearings for the evening. Referring back to our public hearings, our first one was